You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We'll move to the Saturday tea time game then. Another derby. Southampton against Bournemouth, this time on the south coast. Southampton 8-13, the draw 16-5 and Bournemouth are 9-2. Bournemouth looked like they were on the holidays about a month ago, Tom. Have actually picked up OK in recent times, but still have the capacity to concede 4, 5, 6 goals in a game. Southampton likely to be without Manolo Gabbiadini here, and that's a massive blow for them because he's made a fantastic start to life at Southampton.
Yeah, he's a huge, huge blow if he doesn't play. I mean, you know, massive. It can't be sort of underestimated, that, because of course Van Dijk's absence from the team has suddenly seen the Southampton team, a game of, you know, the season maybe a sort of two halves for them. You know, they were brilliantly defensively first chunk of the season, but more recently, you know, they're suddenly conceding a lot of goals. And you know, they've conceded, what, 15 in their last 4 home matches. 2 wins and 5 defeats recently in the league. And they're in a bit of a limbo period, Southampton. They're 9 points clear of the relegation zone, but they're 10 points off West Brom at this stage of the season, which I don't think many people... I think if you at this stage of the season, if you're 10 points behind West Brom, you're going down, aren't you? But Southampton are, you know, kind of in a kind of position, really, where I don't think they're going to really recover from that League Cup defeat. So, you know, it's an interesting one when you look at them. You know, without Gabbiadini, potentially, with the defensive injuries they've got, they're conceding a lot of goals. And when I talk about goals, it leads me nicely on to their opponents, Bournemouth, because, you know, Bournemouth have had at least 3 goals in 10 of the last 14 matches. And this is a team that simply cannot defend. They're still getting undone by crosses into the box. Pretty simple sort of piece of defending they can't manage to do. And the pressure that they're kind of putting on their strikers and their attackers is unbelievable. They know they've got to score 3 goals, I think, in a match now to get a result. And I think they'll probably have to do the same thing here. Their away run is wretched. I know they've turned things around with a few victories, but you've got to look at it on a bigger picture. And generally, Bournemouth are in a tough period. They've lost 6 out of 10. They've lost 7 of their last 9, you know, away from home. And, you know, I'm looking at Southampton's home results. They don't inspire me with much confidence here. And in the last sort of 8 games, they've only won 3. They've lost 4 of those home games. So you've got a Southampton side that aren't in great form, potentially don't have their star striker, but I still think there's goals in the team. But I can't make a case for them to win. I'm struggling to make a case for Bournemouth, given their run, given the fact that they're going to concede goals. So you know where I'm heading, over 3.5 goals at 2-1. I mean, it's something I'd look for anyway in Bournemouth games, particularly against this Southampton side.
OK, fair enough. Derek, are you thinking along the same lines? I couldn't be backing Southampton 8-13 here.
It's a ridiculous price of all time. There's only one case you have to make for Bournemouth here, the 9-2 lump on. It's the most ridiculous price of the season. This is a Southampton side who were going nowhere. The only team they've beaten recently were Watford and Sunderland they've beaten. They've lost to West Ham, they've lost to Swansea, they've lost to Tottenham, they've lost to Man United, all being playing well in that day. I mean, this is a side that's easy to beat. They've lost a star striker. And, you know, this season's over. They're on the same number of points as Bournemouth, for God's sake. And Bournemouth are 9-2 to win. This is the Bournemouth side who went to Man United, played with 10 men for most of the game, drew 1-1. Follow that with 2 wins against Swansea and West Ham, the teams that, you know, Southampton have lost to. It's the most ridiculous price of all time. It really is. I've said this many times against Southampton's opponents, and I've come home stuck a few times. I won't this time. 9-2 is ridiculous. Get on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.